So we have a great anthem. We have a captivating kids talk. Now you got me. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All the money in the world. It's a great concept, isn't it? Dream about what you can do. Think about the things you might be able to change with all the money in the world. But it's not just a concept. It is a movie. It's a movie about J. Paul Getty and something that happened to his grandson in the early 70s. J. Paul Getty was seen in the early 70s and late 60s is one of the richest, if not the richest man in the world. His son was kidnapped by some bad people in Italy. And they demanded, I think, originally $22 million. Well, he didn't believe that it was real. He thought it was a setup, so he refused to pay. And so they took a lock of his hair and his left ear and sent it to a newspaper where his mother was able to pretty much identify that it was real. And so he began to negotiate a price. The man who had all the money in the world began to negotiate a lower price to try to get his grandson back. When they finally settled on $3 million, he was only willing to pay $2.2 million because that was the maximum he could write off in his taxes. I kid you not. But he was gracious enough to loan his son the other $800,000 at 4% interest. All the money in the world. Now, there's probably at least one of you here that is thinking to yourself, this doesn't sound much like Christmas. But it is. Not the nasty rich guy who doesn't care about his grandson, but the whole idea of a ransom. Because it's here. In the words of a very popular Advent hymn. Now, I have to tell you that I practiced incessantly for the past 3 weeks as I was going over this sermon. Practiced in the car, practiced in the shower, practiced in the office when the door was closed, because I was going to sing this. And then I realized it is Christmas. It's a time of happiness and joy. It's not the time to have sounds of a cat being tortured. But the words go like this: O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appear. At the risk of sounding theological, there was a time that Jesus was talking to the Jews and said, if you know the truth will set you free. And they said, well, we've never been slaves to anyone. But the reality is we all have. And the story goes way back to Adam and Eve and the chomping down on that piece of fruit and the beginning of the creation of sin, because it is the sin within our lives that holds us hostage, that doesn't allow us to be the people that God calls us to be. And the ransom to be paid for that was the gift of Jesus that paid the ransom to free us from our captivity to sin. to allow us to love, to allow us to care for one another, to allow us to share the things that we've been blessed with. This baby, born over 2,000 years ago in the most humblest of surroundings, was a ransom that was paid on behalf of humanity, a ransom given by God for the sake of the world, so we might be able to be the people that God has called us to be. People of graciousness and love. People of generosity and warmth. People who care and share and give for the betterment of one another. Living our lives not for ourselves, but for the betterment of the world in which we live. Giving of those things that God has blessed us with. That was the result of the ransom that was paid to free us and to allow us to be the people God has called us to be. A gift of love. If you were going to pick out one time of year, this is a rhetorical question, by the way, where the world was a little kinder, a little gentler, a little bit more loving, and a lot more generous, it would be this time of year. Because this time of year is the embodiment of the love that God has shared with us through that baby. This time of year is that time where we are allowed to express ourselves in a way that God has expected us to do so. But it is an opportunity not to do it just during this one 24-hour period of time. But God has freed us to be that way for the other 64 and a third days of the year, to be able to be exactly what God asks us to be. People of generosity. People of warmth and compassion. People of love and caring. It is a gift that God has blessed us with. It is a gift that we embrace this time of year. But it is a gift that we can take with us throughout the year. This gift of this babe in a manger is a blessing. It is our ransom to freedom. The freedom to love. The freedom to care. The freedom to give. And the freedom to be exactly who God asks us to be each and every day. God bless. Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Amen. Amen.